Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Living a God life on purpose. What does that mean to you? What does it say to you? Does it make you want to climb a higher ladder? Do you think it will make you a better person? We pay a price for everything we have. We pay a price to earn a living, food, housing, auto, and provide for those that we love. Some say we pay with our lives, our time, certainly our treasures. We spend years achieving, advancing, climbing the success ladder to achieve. But what exactly are we giving? What is the real price of a life? Would you say you live in a worldly life destined for eternity? Or do you live a life destined for eternity but still must live in the world? There's a big difference. We must not fool ourselves into believing they are even remotely the same. The Bible says he will reject a lukewarm spirit. Revelation 3:16 says, "So because you are lukewarm, spiritually useless, and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth, rejecting you with disgust." Wow, that's pretty direct. Are you hot for God? On fire by the choice of your actions? He says, "Show me the fruit. Show me the fruit." "But I must achieve. I must advance. But they require of me my life's blood, my time, my energy, and huge chunks of my life. Then I'm so tired when I get home, I have nothing left for God or much for my family. I'm a firefighter, always fixing something, paying for an emergency. I have no time of my own. What does God want from me?" Philippians 4:19. "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." Proverbs 3:5. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." Living a God life on purpose takes God. In Matthew 7:24, he says, Jesus states that those who hear his words and do them are wise builders. They have built their homes on rock-solid foundations. The wind howls, the rain comes, even a flood comes, but the house stands firm. Those who hear his words but fail to live by them are foolish builders. Those who hear his words but fail to live them, think about that. How far have we let the world create our path and our future? Whose foundation is it, God or man's? Okay, you say a little of both. Is it enough to take away your fervor for God, your passion for his word, your commitment to tithe your money and your time to his kingdom? Hey, wait a minute. I want a devotional to lift me up and help me feel better, not this. When the foundations are shaken or rediscovered, what shall the righteous do? We repent and rebuild. But ask God to pour out his glory through our lives. We make sure that he is our foundation, that we don't trade him for 40 pieces of silver. 1 Corinthians 3:10 says, "According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon." Many of us laid a firm foundation, but allowed others, the world, work, compromises, and lukewarm living to build on our once solid foundation. That's what Paul is saying here. What has our not-so-purpose-living God life become? Paul could not call the Corinthians Christians, spiritual people. Though they are in Christ, they continued to live in the flesh. They were spiritual infants, not ready for solid food. Paul said we must build carefully because our work will be tested on the day of the Lord. Purposing our plans to God, intentionality, faithfulness, planning, the foundation of our work lives, marriages, raising our children and living as a true example of a child of God and not lean on our own understanding is critical. But trusting God for the guidance of the Holy Spirit to show His way is the only sure way through the darkness as we trust God to prove out His promises. He owns everything, knows everything, and has a plan for your life specifically and for your children. When we live in a relationship with God and His purposes, our lives become one of alignment with the Almighty Himself. We make no move without a word from God and confirmation. We are accountable to friends of deeper spiritual standards and knowledge that we can trust to walk through life with. We must put ourselves out there believing God will meet us on our road. Ultimately, all human wisdom will be shown to be futile and worthless. Can't you see that already in your life, in the present world? Matthew 7:24 says in closing, when we build on the firm foundation of Christ, we can withstand whatever comes our way. A foundation based on God produces steadfast faith and life. This is what you call a legacy, a godly family, and a godly life. Don't walk alone. Look up. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled week.